Anyone who has a credit card has had a credit card balance, has had a maxed out credit card balance, has gotten some sort of junk mail offering to consolidate all your bills and get a lower payment. Well, this is the same kind of pitch, only it's for students.
Yes, good afternoon. I'm calling you from Student Loan Assistance Foundation. I'm calling you in regards to your student loan forgiveness. Just go ahead and give us a call back. Thank you very much and have a great day.
It's a real voicemail left for one of our producers here at The Takeaway. The ad promises you'll be able to reduce payments or totally get rid of your student loans. That's enticing for the roughly 40 million Americans who currently owe money on their student loans, totaling $1.2 trillion worth of debt right now. One problem, there is no such thing as the Obama Student Loan Forgiveness Program that a lot of these ads refer to. And these companies are using predatory tactics to lure consumers into consolidating their loans, tactics similarly used against other consumers, even scamming the people outright. Betsy Bayot is Director of Consumer Outreach and Compliance at American Student Assistance. She says these kinds of companies and offers are everywhere.
I've seen and heard advertising on Sirius Radio, other radio stations. I've seen it on some of the cable television channels. It pops up on Facebook and other social media sites. And again, those cold calls, even if you're on the Do Not Call list, they just come and come and come.
Now, debt consolidation, where you take a balance at one interest rate that may be left over from your time in college and, you know, turning it into a different balance at a different interest rate and therefore a different payment, may sound like a pretty good idea, but what are the limitations here and what is the overpromise?
Well, a lot of these companies actually promise loan forgiveness. And while there are multiple forgiveness programs available, especially under the federal loan programs, loan consolidation in and of itself isn't going to get you that forgiveness. The other big takeaway from consolidating your debt is that if you consolidate outside the federal program, you've just eliminated the possibility of utilizing any of the other federal benefits that are available. That includes income-driven repayment options, deferments, and those forgiveness programs that I talked about a second ago.
Now, income-driven repayment options are, does that mean if you have a job and you have income, you can defer payment or you can reduce your payment based on the income that you have from your job?
You got it. There's several different income-driven repayment options. All of them base your monthly payment on your income and your family size. You can stay on that payment plan for the life of the loan. Depending on which plan you're using, after 20 or 25 years under those plans, the remaining of the loan is forgiven. The plan caps the monthly payment at either 10 or 15% of your discretionary income, again, depending on which plan it is. What's even better is that if you happen to work in public service and utilize one of those income-driven repayment plans, the forgiveness happens after only 10 years.
And the business here really thrives on the growth of the, I guess some have called it the student debt bubble, and the demand and anxiety associated with people wanting to get out from underneath these debts as soon as they possibly can.
You're right. They thrive on fear. These companies are very similar to what we saw back during the mortgage issues back in the mid-2000s, 2008s. The similar companies, probably even sometimes the same companies, used the same advertising tactics and appeared to offer a lifeline to people that were struggling under mortgages that were too big for them to handle financially. We're seeing, again, the same side of fear tactics being applied to these vulnerable student loan borrowers.
Do you have a story of someone who really just got sunk by some junk mail that he or she opened?
I have many stories. The one that probably hit me the hardest is I had a consumer reach out to me. She had her PhD. She had been paying her student loans religiously for the last 15 years. She was down to her last $5,000 that she owed. And she got a cold call from one of these organizations promising loan forgiveness. She paid, I believe it was $699 up front. They told her that they were going to reduce her payment to $39 a month. She made that $39 a month payment to them for 2 years. She thought her loan, the remainder of her balance would be forgiven at that point. Turns out none of that money went to her student loan. They changed all the contact information so she wasn't receiving any mail or phone calls from her loan company. And by the time the dust settled, the company had disappeared with her money, her loan was in default, and she owed more than twice as much of the $5,000 that she had remaining.
She
bought the line. She bought the line. They sound, you know, they talk about the Obama forgiveness program. And that to me is a big tip that the company may not be on the up and up because there's no such thing as the Obama forgiveness program.
Is the Department of Education the enforcement mechanism here? I mean, are they the ones that we could expect to, you know, be the advocates here? And is there anything about the shifting administration that should cause concern?
Well, in the last few years, the Department of Education has done a lot of work just trying to outreach to student loan consumers to make sure that they realize that there's no need to pay for help with your student loans. My organization, the Center for Consumer Advocacy and American Student Assistance, we've done similar outreach, as have many other advocacy organizations in the industry. The various attorney general's office, Massachusetts in particular, California, they've also had some significant, robust communication campaigns. The only thing we can do, really, is communicate to consumers and make sure they realize that there are multiple free resources available for help with their student loans.
Betsy Mayotte, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Lots of information there from Betsy Mayotte, who's Director of Consumer Outreach and Compliance at American Student Assistance.